Chapter 1. Last Year. A young woman found floating in the Ionian, caught in the net of a fishing boat. If this were a film, she'd look pretty, because she was. They'd have her hair flowing out around her pearly white skin like dark lacy tendrils. Cara Jarvis, a once beautiful brunette. Slim, delicate-featured, with piercing blue eyes. They've gone now, of course, the eyes. By the time they found her, the eyes would have been empty holes in her skull.
It doesn't take long for the tasty bits to go,
Jeff says as he folds the newspaper, tying it into the top of a bundle he keeps under the sink. His old hands are deft and easy. He's done this a million times before.
About the eyes?
Jeff knows things like how long it takes for a body to decompose in sea, sand or soil, because he's ex-police, retired. We don't speak about Cara again. She's just one of those tragedies to be passed over. We're good at that kind of thing in the West. It's built into our cultural ethics, turning the other cheek. Besides, we were talking about life, not death. His life, and more specifically, we were talking about love. Jeff's kids, all grown up now, had commissioned a biography. That's what I do. Have my own little business registered through Company's House, complete with a logo of a swirly book. Designed it myself on the back of a napkin. Had 3 different company emails too, all set up when I'd been figuring out a name for the business. Eventually, I came down on just one, mystory@gmail.com. Aptly enough, I only have the one client as well, Jeff, but things will pick up. Everyone's doing it these days, vanity publishing, and double the vanity, why not talk solely about yourself? I'd always known my clientele would be older. You need the years to have the story. And let's face it, the disposable income.